कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य सत्रसत श्रीमद एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नम आचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मायपनोदीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनामाई की तुलसी महाराणी की शिला प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल मेडिटेशन प्रोग्राम की श्री श्री राधारास बिहार ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण की श्री श्री गौर निथाय की शिला प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सिक्स्थ कैंट भागवतम चैप्टर 18 दिति वॉज टू किल किंग इंद्रा। फर्स्ट verse onwards there are no purports. I'll just read out the shlokas in translation. Shri Shuka Vacha Prishnistu Patni Savituhu Savitrim Vyahritam Trayim Agnihotram Pashum Somam Chaturmasyam Mahamakhan. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Prishni, who was the wife of Savita, the fifth of the 12 sons of Aditi, gave birth to 3 daughters, Savitri, Vyahriti and Trayi. And the sons named Agnihotra, Pashu, Soma, Chaturmasya and the 5 Mahayajnas. Siddhir Bhagasya Baryanga Mahimanam Vibhum Prabhum Ashisham Cha Vararoham Kanyam Prashuta Subratam. O King Siddhi, O King, Siddhi, who was the wife of Bhaga, the sixth son of Aditi, bore 3 sons named Mahima, Vibhu and Prabhu, and 1 extremely beautiful daughter whose name was Ashi. Datuhu Kuhuhu Shinivali Rakha Chanumatistatha Sayam Darsham Atha Prataha Purnamasam Anukramat Agnin Purishyan Adatta Kriyayam Samantataraha Charshani Varunasyasid Yasyam Jato Bruguhpunaha. The Data, the seventh son of Aditi, had 4 wives named Kuhu, Sinivali, Raka and Anumati. These wives begot 4 sons named Sayam, Darsha, Prataha and Purnamasha respectively. The wife of Vidata, the 8th son of Aditi, was named Kriya. In her, Vidata begot 5 fire gods named Purishas. The wife of Varuna, the 9th son of Aditi, was named Charshani. Bhrugu, the son of Brahma, took birth again in her womb. Text number 5. Valmikischa Mahayogi Valmikad Abhavatkila Agastyascha Vasishtascha Mitra Varuna Ayur Rishi. By the semen of Varuna, the great mystic Valmiki took birth from an ant hill. Bhrugu and Valmiki were specific sons of Varuna, whereas Agastya and Vasishtha Rishis were the common sons of Varuna and Mitra, the 10th son of Aditi. Text number 6. Retaha Shishishatuhu Kumbe Urvasya Sanidhau Drutam Revatyam Mitra Utsagram Aristam Pippalam Vyadhat. Translation. Upon seeing Urvashi, the celestial society girl, both Mitra and Varuna discharged semen, which they preserved in an earthen pot. The 2 sons Agastya and Vasishtha later appeared from that pot, and they are therefore the common sons of Mitra and Varuna. Mitra begot 3 sons in the womb of his wife, whose name was Revati. Their names were Utsarga, Arista and Pippala. Purport. Modern science is trying to generate living entities in test tubes by possessing semen. But even long, long ago, it was possible for semen kept in a pot to develop into a child. Text number 7. Paulamyam Indra Adhatta Trin Putran Itina Shrutam Jayantam Rishabham Tata Tritiyam Midhusan Prabhu. Translation. O King Parikshit, Indra, the king of the heavenly planets and 11th son of Aditi, we got three sons named Jayanta, Rishabha and Mirdusa in the womb of his wife Paulami. Thus we have heard. Text number 8, please repeat. Urukramasya Ma Devasya Maya Vamanarupinaha Krutau Patnyam Bruhachalokaha Tasya Asan Saubhaga Adayaha Urukramasya Devasya Maya Vaman Rupinaha Kirtau Patnyam Bruhachlokas Tasyasan Saubhagadayaha Urukramasya Devasya Maya Vaman Rupinaha Kirtau Patnyam Bruhachlokas Tasyasan Saubhagadayaha Urukramasya Devasya Maya Vaman Rupinaha Kirtau Patnyam Bruhachlokas Tasyasan Saubhagadayaha Urukramasya Devasya Maya Vaman Rupinaha Kirtau Patnyam Bruhashloka Tasyasan Saubhagadayaha. Please chant. Matajis Urukramasya Devasya Urukramasya of Urukrama Devasya the Lord Maya by his internal potency Vamana Rupinaha having the form of a dwarf Kirtau in Kirti Patnyam his wife Bruhashlokaha Bruhashloka Tasya of him Asan var Saubhaga Adayaha Sons beginning with Saubhaga. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By His own potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has multifarious potencies, appeared in the form of a dwarf as Urukrama, the 12th son of Aditi. In the womb of his wife, whose name was Kirti, he begot one son named Brihashloka, who had many sons headed by Shaubhaga. Purport. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisan Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates, he does not need any help from the external energy, for he appears as he is by his own potency. The spiritual potency is also called Maya. It is said, Ato Maya Mayam Vishnum Pravadanti Manishinaha. The body accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Maya Maya. This does not mean that he is formed of the external energy. The Maya refers to his internal potency.
Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
In the earlier verse, it is explained that upon seeing Urvashi, the celestial society girl, both Mitra and Varuna discharged semen, which they preserved in an earthen pot. The two sons Agastya and Vasishtha later appeared from the pot, and they are therefore the common sons of Mitra and Varuna. Mitra begot three sons in the womb of his wife, whose name was Revati. Their names were Utsarga, Arista and Pippala. So Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, modern science is trying to generate living entities in test tubes by processing semen, but even long ago it was possible for semen kept in a pot to develop into a child. This test tube baby, I think sometime in 1981 or somewhere, during that time, only first time they produced a test tube baby. Right, but Srila Prabhupada says it is called IVF, IVF, and they do artificially, they collect semen and all, and they do it in the test tube and again put it back in the womb like that. Sometimes they have got what you call surrogate mothers. You know, some ladies they cannot produce, so they choose some woman, and she carries the embryo. You know, they artificially inseminate, and then that lady, she carries the embryo. That is called surrogate. You know, this IVF is there, you know, where they collect it in the test tube. You know, they produce test tube babies like that. So Srila Prabhupada says that it is prevalent even in Vedic times. Recently, Prime Minister Modi, he commented that even during there was some hospital opening was there in Mumbai. That time he gave a lecture saying that even during many years back, you know, millions of years back, there is plastic surgery was there. That's why they took the trunk of an elephant and attached to, you know, Ganpati. You know? Like that. So, then there was an outrage on the social media. You know, Twitter, Facebook, you know, condemning him. Or what kind of, you know, they say that in constitution, Indian constitution, they are supposed to promote scientific temperament. You know, scientific temperament. But they say that this is all mythology. You know, this is not science. You know, you can't prove it like that. Other day one person was arguing with me.
said, what is this always, you know, you are quoting Mahabharata, Ramayana? You know, they are all mythology. Mythology means, what is, you know, you heard? They always, you know, mythological dramas, mythological movies. Right? What is meant by mythology? Myth means not existing. Mythology. Then I asked him, that means mythology is not good? We should not read? He said, yeah, yeah, mythology, Mahabharata, Ramayana, all mythology, we should not read. Then I said, what about all Harry Potter novels? They are mythology or? No, you know, true. He said, mythology, myth, this is all fiction, right? What about all James Hadley Chase novels, Irving Wallace novels, Sidney Sheldon novels? They are all mythology. What about all your Hollywood movies, Transformers, Matrix, you know, right? They are all mythology, right? Huh? All Bollywood movies, mythology. You know, all Ekta Kapoor serials, mythology. Right? Your entire life is mythology, and you are saying Rama and Mahabharata is mythology. Right? Their entire 90% life is spent in mythology. Right? And nowadays they spend Hollywood movies, they make some $500 million, $800 million they spend, you know. Yeah. Mythology. For creating that mythology, they create big sets, and you know what all they do, and you know millions of dollars they spend. How years together they make mythology movies. Right? Rasarajbhu always says, okay, even if you think that Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam are mythology, we have got better mythology stories than your stories. Right? Interesting, more. Mahabharata, Ramayana stories are more interesting than Transformers and Harry Potter. Right? So, this is all not mythology. Like, you know, any novelist, you know, nowadays they write, you know, all the characters mentioned are, you know, they are not real, they are not, you know, like that. You know, it's all fiction. Right? And in Irving Wallace or Sidney Sheldon, they won't mention at the end of the book. If anybody reads this book very carefully, their life will become successful. They will achieve their goals. Do they give like that? Huh? It's all such a useless waste of time. 1 minute, 1% benefit also you won't get. Right? But in Mahabharata, Ramayana, you know, like, you know, like yesterday we were reading, right? Srimad Bhagavatam. If anybody reads 6th canto, this, right? One who rises from the bed early in the morning and recites this history of Chitraketu, controlling his words and mind and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will return home back to Godhead without difficulty. In Mahabharata also, it is mentioned that Brahmadev gave a benediction to Vyasadev that your book will be known, this book, Mahabharata, will be known as the best book in the world. Anybody who starts reading this book, he cannot keep it down unless he finishes it. And anybody who reads this book, Vyasadev gave a benediction with Shraddha, you know, they will go to, simply by reading Mahabharata, one can go to Swargaloka. But if one reads Mahabharata without any material desires, one will attain devotion for Vasudev. You know, that benediction is there for somebody who is reading Mahabharata. Right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Shraddhavan Anasuyascha. You know, anybody who reads, who hears this, Shunuyat Apiyo Naraha. You know, any human being reads, hears this Bhagavad Gita without envy. You know, Shraddhavan Anasuyascha, Shunuyad Apiyo Naraha, Sopi Mukta, Sopi Sa Api Mukta, Punya Shubhal Lokan, Prapnuyad Punya Lokan. You know, Krishna is saying that in 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, that anybody who hears this Bhagavad Gita, with great faith, you know, with great faith, he will, without envy, you know, he will attain Punya Lokas, which is meant for those who performed Punya Karmas, like that. You know, this benediction is there. So, once somebody was asking Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was preaching, chant Hare Krishna mantra and all that. Then Prabhupada, then he was saying, you are all, you know, giving up all this life and, you know, chanting Hare Krishna, dancing in the kirtan, taking prasad, you know, taking darshan. Suppose you come to know at the end of the life, all these things do not exist. What will you do? Right? You were, you know, like Prabhupada, so you chanted Hare Krishna throughout your life. At the end you will come to know that all this Krishna and all is not there. What will you do? Srila Prabhupada said, what will we do? We will continue because this is very entertaining. You know, taking prasad, chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what do you do for recreation? Prabhupada said, whole Krishna consciousness movement is recreation. You know, it's all recreation only. So Prabhupada said, we will continue to chant and dance because, you know, anyway we are enjoying it. Then Prabhupada said, suppose if they are true, just imagine what will happen to you. Right? So, this is not mythology, how they made it, done it. But, you know, they are very knowledgeable and more scientific than these so-called scientists. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada, that is why he mentioned this. There is one Desha, Chedi Desha, Chedi Raj. Right? So, it's that Chedi Raj's king was, you know, Uparichar Vasu. And he's a very great king. And he has done a lot of dharmic activities and yajnas and homas and all that. Then somehow or other, he became little renounced, and then he went to the forest and he started doing tapasya. You know? Then Indra and all the devatas, they became very worried. You know? They became very worried. Said, "Ore, this man is doing tapasya and all. I think he may want to occupy my post." Then Indra and all, they came down. Then they requested him, you know, not to perform any, all these yajnas and all. You are the king and you are a kshatriya. And it is your responsibility to make sure that all the people follow their swadharma. And if there is no king in the place, then the entire population will suffer. They said, you know, you do go back and do the, you know, this thing. And then you after this, you will come to Swargaloka. Then he gave one danda. Then he gave one Vaijanti mala and all that. Then he gave a one very beautiful airplane. You know, it is made of spatika. You know, then like that. And then he was going all around in that spatika viman. That is why his name was Vasu. Upari means higher up. You know, because he is always going around in this planet and that planet. You know, that's why his name came to be known as Uparichar Vasu. Uparichar Vasu. Previously, the mountains used to fly. Mountains used to fly. One mountain by name Kolahala, he became very lusty seeing the personified form of Shaktimati River. Because of being agitated by lusty desires, he stopped the flow of Shaktimati River. You know, then Maharaj Uparichar Vasu became very angry and he kicked the mountain. And then mountain, you know, there was a hole was made and then the water started flowing. Because of the touch of this mountain and the river, the Shaktimati River gave birth to one boy and one girl. So Shaktimati, out of gratefulness towards the Uparichar Vasu, the king, she gifted these two children to Maharaj Uparichar Vasu. So one is a boy, he accepted him as a Senadipati. They are not born like small children, they are grown up. You know, small children. Then he became Pradhan Senadipati, chief commander. And then the girl, her name was Girika. Then he accepted her as his wife. As his wife. And Maharaj, then she is very beautiful. And then Maharaj Uparishar Vasu, he is very attracted to her and all that. In Vedic time, after the woman has her monthly thing, it is called Rutukala. Rutukala means it is a proper time for procreating child. And if the wife during that time, she approaches her husband for desiring to have a son, the husband should accept the request. He should fulfill her desire. So one day she took her Rutukala shnan, bath, and then purified herself. And in her very strict, clean and strict, very nice manner, she dressed herself and then decorated herself. And she approached husband Uparichar Vasu to have a child. Meanwhile, his pitrus have ordered that he should go to forest and kill some animals because they are disturbing. And then seeing his wife, he became very lusty. And then with that lusty mind only, he went to the forest. Then he did whatever it is required. And then later on, he sat under the Ashoka tree, which is blooming with flowers and fragrance and all that. Because of that, and then he was always thinking of his wife. You know, he discharged his semen. But in previous ages, the Kshatriyas and the Brahmanas, they will never waste their semen. Just like it is mentioned that Mitra and Varuna, seeing Urvasi, they have discharged semen. They did not combine, but they discharged semen. You know, so and then they kept that semen in the pots. And it was made into child, right? So that was. So Uparichar Vasu felt very bad, and then he collected the semen, then put it on a leaf of, a leaf. Then he chanted some mantras, and then he made it purified. You know, he made it into Sattvagun. And then he called one eagle, said, please, this semen should not be wasted. Some children should be born. Go and give it to my wife Girika in the town. So that eagle was carrying that leaf, between his legs. So another eagle thought he is carrying some, food, mutton or something, to eat like that. And then both of them started fighting. So during that fight, that leaf fell into the river. And there is one fish. That fish, she was actually an apsara cursed by Brahmadev. That fish swallowed the semen. And when the fishermen caught the fish in their net, when they cut it open, very two beautiful children were born. One boy and one girl. Right? So this is their potency, And then Brahmadev gave her a benediction that once you go into the fish body, once you give birth to a boy and girl, then you will become free from your curse. Then she gave birth to boy and girl. And even now also it is prevalent. Whatever is found, treasury or whatever, the archaeology, it belongs to the government. So all the fishermen, they thought this boy and the girl, they belong to the king. And he gave fishermen, they brought this boy and girl to Uparichar Vasu. Then Uparichar Vasu accepted the boy. Who is that boy? Anybody knows? That boy is none other than Virat Maharaj. He is also known as Matsya Raj. Right? And that girl, who is she? Huh? Satyavati. Actually, Satyavati, she is a daughter of a king.
But because somehow or other, when she is born and because of staying in the fish body or whatever, she was emanating a fish smell, bad smell. You know, that's why she, the king gave her the name Matsyaganda. And then he said to the fisherman, you only take care, I don't want this girl. So that is how fishermen they started, you know, this. But actually the Satyavati, how can a fisherman's woman can be so beautiful, you know, which will attract Parashara Muni and Maharaj Shantanu, right? Yeah, it is there in Brihat Bhagavata Amrita that Prabhuji, Gopaprana, Gopi Pranadan Prabhu, he wrote commentary, right? In that it is mentioned. So that like that. So this is their potency, you know. This is like that, you know. Then once Vyasamuni, he became very, he was walking and for a, he came from a long distance and he became very tired and then he was feeling very thirsty and hungry. Then he reached Maharaj Dhritarashtra's home. That time Gandhari, she took care of him nicely and then she served him very nice cold, cool water, clean water. And then she served him very nice prasad and all. You know, so being pleased with her service, Vyasmuni, he asked Gandhari that I am very pleased with your service. If you want any benediction, you can ask me. Like that. Then you know that actually I want children. You know, for so many years have passed and I don't have a child. You know. Then, not only my one, I want 100 sons who are equal in potency like my husband, Dhritarashtra. You know, Vyasmuni said, okay, tadastu, no problem. But you know, you carry till the time I tell you. You know, pregnancy, you carry this, you know, embryo, till the time I tell you. You know, like that. Then she became pregnant. And then for 2 years, she carried the, she was pregnant. 2 years. You know. Then, meanwhile, with Dharmaraj, Kunti Maharani gave birth to Yudhishthira Maharaj. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was born, and there was, you know, all good signs, and devatas are showering flowers and all that stuff. And this news came to know, known to Maharani Gandhari. Gandhari became very angry. Dhritarashtra Maharaj became very angry that, you know, Dhritarashtra Maharaj was always thinking, I should be the king. But because Ittifak say, I was blind, that's why I could not become. Actually, this kingdom belongs to me. At least, you know, if I have an eldest son, I should get, I know he will at least enjoy the kingdom. But now that also is lost. I cannot enjoy, my son also cannot enjoy. So the Gandhari was very angry. And then without the knowledge of Maharaj Dhritarashtra, she hit her stomach very hard. You know, like that. So because of that, the one mound of flesh came out. Then she wanted to throw it out. Meanwhile, Vyasamuni came to know, then immediately came running, said, what have you done? Have you, even in my mind also, I will never tell a lie. When I gave you benediction that you will have 100 sons, why did you do that? No? Then he said, okay, you do one thing. Don't throw it. Then he said, he put some cool water on this. So when they put some cool water on the flesh, it became into 101 pieces. Then he said, take few earthen pots. Then fill the pot with ghee. You know, and cover it, tie it with a cloth and keep it, you know, and secure it and then keep some security guards. You know, security guards. So like that, you know, then in a big room they put 100 parts, you know, 100 parts. Then they secured it and put it in the ghee, like that. So for another 2 years they were, you know, there in the pot, you know. In ghee pots. So after 2 years, 100 sons were born. Then actually 101, 100 sons and one girl, Dushala, like that. So this is called, during that time, you know, IVF,
pot baby, not test tube baby. Earthen pot babies. Right? Earthen pot babies. Like that. They knew the technique. What to do, how, you know, like they had more intricate technology. You know, whatever science do, Prabhupada says, every human being has four defects. And whatever they make, it is incomplete. Right? They'll never have complete knowledge. If they had complete knowledge, they would have never invented atom bomb. Right? If they had complete knowledge, they would have never invented motor car. Right? What problem they are creating. You know, every year, because of air pollution caused by motor vehicle emission, all Indians, we are losing 3 years of our lifespan. You know that? Every year, 1.6 million people die because of breathing problems, asthma and other related diseases in India. So many people die, you know. And they have no roads to, you know. Everything they do, they create havoc. Right? Viman is there, you know. Prabhupada said, that is the greatest invention they made, scientists, you know, airplane. You see so many birds, they say, you know, they took so many years of research to make a Viman. You know, that also which will crash. Right? Like other day, I was saying, I do one program in Air India Colony. Then I said, I got it. I was traveling by Air India. I was joking with them, you know, make a special prayer. I am traveling by Air India aeroplane. No, Prabhuji, is one of the aircraft engineers. No, make sure that, you know, I'll make sure that, you know, engine is proper. But they invented such vimans, you know, which will never crash, which will never create pollution. Right? All mantra technology. Right? Like that. Of course, Prabhupada said after 300-400 years. You know, they say, what is this proof? There is some scripture called Vimana Shastra. You know? Like that. But actually now BJP government, they are all saying, you know, we should utilize it. But you can't. You know, all that Vimana Shastra and all, you can't use it. Just like after 300-400 years, there will be no petrol. Then Prabhupada said, this motor car civilization will be finished. Again, bullock carts. Suppose all these textbooks will be there in the libraries and all, right? And somebody takes a mechanical engineering book, automobile engineering book, and starts reading. Are you motor, you know, you can make a motor, you know, motor vehicle. Knowledge is there, but you know, petrol should be there. And simply by reading, you cannot understand, no. Somebody should teach. Otherwise, why IITs are there? You know, if simply by reading a book, you can make an aeroplane without going to aeronautical engineering college. You right? Then why, you know, why is so much establishment and all? Somebody has to teach, you know. By the time, you know, it will be lost. Like that, you know, that knowledge is perfect, but it is not relevant. You cannot use it because that personality is who can chant those mantras and, you know, create all those things. Where are they, you know? Pushpak Vigman means what? It runs by mantras. And that Brahmastra mantra is there. Right? Arjuna knew Brahmastra. You know, Ashwatthama also knew Brahmastra. Right? But what? You know, even Karna knew Brahmastra. But at that time he forgot. Right? When Ashwatthama released Brahmastra, then Krishna told Arjuna, you also release. You know, you also release. But all the sages and demigods, they all came, you know, the world is going to be destroyed, you know, atom bomb, it is, you know, it is atom bomb. World is going to be destroyed, you withdraw your weapons. You know, Arjuna could withdraw the weapon,
but Ashwatthama could not. Then Vyasadeva and all, they chastise you, rascal, if you did not know how to withdraw, why did you release? You know why Madhvacharya made a comment, you know, in his Mahabharata commentary, that actually, in order to use these astras, you have to be a perfect brahmachari. All these Pashupata astra, Brahma astra, all these astras if you want to use, you have to be a perfect brahmachari. Arjuna had many wives, but still he is known as a perfect brahmachari. Ashwatthama was unmarried, bachelor. You know what happened? Duryodhan was felled on the battlefield, you know, he was felled on the battlefield. Krutavarma, Ashwatthama, and Satyaki, no, Krupacharya. All three of them, they went to visit him, you know, on the battlefield, on the 18th day. By the time all his brothers were killed, all their sons were killed, right? Entire Kuruvamsha was annihilated. Nobody was there. Duryodhan told Ashwatthama, you know, that you know my Kuruvamsha is now gone. My wife is still there. Bhanumati, I think, his wife. You go and combine with her, you know, and produce a child who will take forward the Kuru dynasty. Like that he told him, it seems. At that time, he fell down from his brahmacharya because he imagined, you know, of mixing with her and all that. Fell down. Because of that fall down, he could not use brahmastra. You know? That Madhvacharya commented like that. So this is how knowledge may be there, but qualified personnel should be there, no? All these mantras are there, books are there, but who is the brahmachari in this world? Who never discharges semen? Right? So one brahmachari you can't find. Right? Like that. So, unless somebody is a perfect brahmachari, Prabhupada said, I was reading Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, a kshatriya who runs away from the battlefield is not a kshatriya only. He is a kshatriya only in name only. A brahmana who is impious, he is brahmana in name only. You know? Brahmana means completely pious. Like that. So, all this knowledge is there, but you cannot use it. You know? So, but some knowledge is there. Somebody asked Prabhupada, have you got complete knowledge? You are the pure devotee, spiritual master. Prabhupada said, I have enough knowledge to send you back home, back to Godhead. Right? We have enough knowledge to go back home, back to Godhead, not to make all these aeroplanes and test tube babies, and we may not be able to do that. But we have Prabhupada given us enough knowledge to take us back home, back to Godhead. Right? Still, Prabhupada said in coming generations, you know, children will be born in ISKCON with mystic powers. You know? Who will light the fire without matchstick? Prabhupada said that. You know? So at least we cannot do that, but because yoga brashto bhi jayate, suchinam shrimatam gehe, yoga brashto bhi jayate. Right? Those who have done imperfectly devotional service, you know, for some time they will go to heavenly planets, then again they will come down, and they will take birth in highly esteemed families and all that. Right? So such children will be born with mystic powers. Right? That time they can do all this. You know? Make vimanas without petrol. Right? Or make test tube babies. You know, using Vedic knowledge. Like that. Right?
So in the next verse, Prabhupada says that Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishwarupisan Prakritim Swam Avidishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Right? In 10th Canto Bhagavatam also, there is one verse that Vishnur Maya Bhagavati Yaya Sammohitam Jagat Adishtha Prabhunam Shena Karyarthe Sambhavishyati. The potency of the Lord known as Vishnu Maya, who is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will also appear with the Lord Krishna. This potency acting in different capacities captivates all the worlds, both material and spiritual. At the request of her master, she will appear with her different potencies in order to execute the work of the Lord. So, here on this verse, Vishwanatha Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, they elaborately commented saying that this Maya, you know, when it is referred to when Krishna's appearance, we should not think that that Maya is material energy. You know, that is internal potency. You know, internal potency, Yoga Maya, is also called sometimes Maya. Right? So when Krishna is saying that Ajopisan Avyayatma, I am unborn. You know, I am unborn. Then, Najayate Mriyateva Kadachin, Nayam Bhutva Bhavitava Na Bhuyaha, Ajonityaha Shashwatayam Purano, Nahanyate Hanyamane Sharire. Even for the soul also it is described Aja. Right? How, you know, then Krishna is also Aja, we are also Aja. Then what is the difference? You know, but the difference is that Krishna's body, Deha, Dehi, there is no difference. Nama, Nami, there is no difference. But in the case of us, when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Vedaham Samatitani, Vartamani Cha Arjuna, Bhavishyani Cha Bhutani, Mam Tu Vedana Kashchana. You know, I know Vedaham Samatitani, I know everything. You know, I know present, I know the past, and I know the future. Prabhupada says, why we forget our past in this life and in our previous life's past also. Why? Because we change our bodies. But in the case of Krishna, he never changes his body. It is eternal, Sachidananda Vigraha. And all those forms, Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Narasingha Avatar, they are all eternal. And they have their own lokas. And somebody who worships that particular form, they go to that planet. You know, it is like that. So whenever Krishna appears, all those forms are eternal, but we keep changing our bodies. That is the main difference, right? So Vishwanatha Thakur says that quoting Narada Pancharatra, that this Yogamaya is one of the internal potency energies of Krishna, Yogamaya, and then Yogamaya's expansion is external energy, Durga Devi. And this Yogamaya, she actually manages all the affairs in Vrindavan, and in she is endowed with love for Krishna, and anybody who pleases her, they will also get love for Krishna. When Krishna ordered Yogamaya, actually, whenever the Yogamaya and Mahamaya's activities are different, when it is dealing with the pure devotees, Yogamaya is acting. Like Vishwanatha Thakur says that Yogamaya, when Devaki was pregnant with seventh pregnancy, that womb was transferred by Yogamaya because Mahamaya cannot transfer Shankarshana. When Mother Yashoda was sleeping, you know, Mother Yashoda was sleeping, that is not because of Mahamaya, that is not because of the influence of modes of nature, but that is by the influence of Yogamaya. Right? But when Vasudev brought that girl who appeared in the hands of, in front of Kamsa, that is Mahamaya. Because Yogamaya will not deal with sinful people. Yogamaya will not deal with sinful people. So whenever there is dealings with Krishna and his pure devotees. That is Yoga Maya. And whenever dealing with all these ordinary living entities and sinful people, that is Mahamaya. So whenever Krishna appears in this world, he appears using Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya. And his body is not made of Prakriti. And he doesn't have body like grass body, subtle body and soul and all that. We have, our subtle body is permanent. So because of the subtle body, we keep taking birth again and again. But in the case of Krishna, there is no difference between Krishna and his body. He is absolute. And his body is not made of Maya. So when he comes in this material world, Vishnachara Thakur says that actually everything is expansion of Krishna. So whole universe is Krishna only. Universe Krishna only. But we should not think that. But then why do you appear? In order to show that even though everything is my expansion, still I appear in my original transcendental form to give pleasure to the devotees. Even though this universe is Krishna, but still Krishna appears in his own transcendental form, to give pleasure to the devotees. Like that. So this understanding one should have. That is why Lord Vamana appeared with yoga, with the help of Yoga Maya potency, and then he gave birth to children and all that. So that we should have understanding. So why does Krishna come? Krishna comes to give pleasure to the devotees. When Krishna performs wonderful pastimes in third canto Bhagavatam. Nahi asya varsham naha pumsham varim naha sarva yoginam vishrutav shruta devasya bhuri trupayanti me savaha. He is saying that Krishna is the greatest, varsham naha. And he says that vishrutav shruta devasya, when he comes, his main duty, like Lord Kapila gave teachings, Lord Chaitanya gave teachings, Lord Krishna gave teachings, Lord Nishingadev instructed Prahlad Maharaj. Like that, each incarnation, there are two things. They perform wonderful pastimes so that we can glorify their wonderful pastimes. Then next is, they give teachings. Right? Narada Muni, he says that sarva guhyatamam etat, sakshat bhagavatoditam, anvavochan gamishyantaha kripana dinavatsala. Narada Muni was saying that all these great sages, while going away, after Chaturmasya, they gave me most confidential knowledge. Sakshat Bhagavatoditam, directly spoken by the Lord. Directly spoken by the Lord. So here in this verse, Varshamnaha, Vishruto Shruta Devasya, Bhuri Trupayanti Me Ashava. Anybody, he is therefore the master of the Vedas, and to hear about him always is the actual pleasure of the senses. Anybody who hears Bhagavatam, anybody who hears Bhagavad Gita, they get so much pleasure. That is why Sanjaya was saying, Rajan samsmritya samsmritya, samvadam imam adbhutam, Keshavarjuna punyam, Hrishyami muhur muhuhu. He is saying that Rajan samsmritya samsmritya, my dear king, when I am hearing the instructions given by Krishna, samsmriti again and again, samvadam imam adbhutam, the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, adbhutam, most wonderful thing in the world, adbhutam, and then what is happening to me, Keshavarjuna punyam, Hrishyami, my heart is filled with happiness. Muhur muhu, again and again. Again and again. When I think about, Krishna's instructions. When the conches were blown and the war was ready to happen, and then Krishna started speaking to Arjuna. Then Duryodhana said, Pitama, what are you doing? Start the war, already conches are blown. What are you doing? Just see, Krishna is speaking something to Arjuna. What that Gwala will speak? You know, Arjuna must be very afraid seeing our, you rascal. Krishna is speaking Amrita. You know that the air that is passing, if it carries one word of that Amrit and puts it in my ears, I will think that, my life has become perfect. Bhishma is saying. Keshava Arjuna Punyam. That's why Krishna is saying, Etajnanam Pravakshami Yajnatva Amritam Ashnute. My dear Arjuna, I am going to give you this knowledge. If you understand this, you will experience nectar. Right? Like that. So this is the main intention of incarnation coming. Any incarnation, they give perfect teachings. And in order to get Krishna Bhakti, in order to get pure devotion service, unless we get the knowledge that is directly spoken by the Lord, we will not get it. That's why they keep coming and all. And when they come, they don't accept material body like this. They are all spiritual Sachidananda Vigraha. With the help of Yogamaya potency, they perform all the pastimes and appearance and all the activities. And then Krishna says, Janmakarma Chame Divyam, Evamyo Veti Tatvataha, Chaktva Deham Punarjanma, Naitima Metiso Arjuna. Anybody who understands my birth and my activities are transcendental, they will come back to me without taking birth again. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, anybody with blind faith also, one accepts that Krishna's Janma and Karma are transcendental. They will become perfect. Blind faith, you just accept this fact. But they won't know. They will say Krishna danced with other men's wives. Right? Like that, all these doubts they have. So when you understand that Krishna never does no wrong, and whatever his activities he has done, they are all perfect. That is called understanding that Krishna's activities are transcendental. Otherwise, if you criticize Krishna, saying that, he told Yudhishthira to tell a lie, all that stuff, then again you have to take birth again. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Recently there was a few years back article, they spent billions of dollars on searching for God particle. So can you elaborate something on that?
Yeah. It was failed, no? So what happened? Somebody was arguing with me, what is this Krishna consciousness? Yeah, God is not there. I told him, according to Bhagavad Gita, God is there. If you prove me that God doesn't exist, you conclusively prove that, Big Bang, because of this world is created by Big Bang, they say. You prove it, no? You take in a laboratory, you create a situation where chemicals are mixed, and there is a bang, and the small sun, small moon, rivers, you create, right? Then I will accept, right? So what? God particle, so what happened? They spent unnecessarily billions of dollars. Nothing happened, right? What is the definition of God? God particle is there. That means all Krishna is saying, Yoma majam anadimcha vetiloka maheshwaram asamudo samatyeshu sarva papa pramuchyate. Krishna is saying, anybody who understands that I am unborn, I am anadi, and I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, controller of all these planets, asamudo samatyeshu, without any doubt, without any doubt, one understands, they will become free from all sinful reactions. Right? Anybody who understands God particle, what will happen? Same thing, you have to continue eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Right? Prabhupada says, Prabhupada, they are going to moon. So then, what is your opinion? One journalist asked, should I tell you the truth or what? He generally said, truth only you tell. Bas, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. There also you will do the same thing. So what's the big deal? Right? So what's the big deal? God, even if they make God particle, so what? Still they cannot. Krishna is so expert. You know, he created a human being which is self-producing. Right? Now Krishna's, you know, role is indirect only, no? Man is there and he produces semen and then he produces child. Can any machine produce itself? Huh? Can a Rolls Royce car machine, engine, can it produce another engine by itself? No. So Krishna's creation is so wonderful. Okay? Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी. प्रभु जी आप बोल रहे थे, सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोले, जो भी आदमी भागवत गीता पढ़ेगा उसको इतना अच्छा लगेगा पढ़ने में कि कभी रखने के लिए नहीं चाहेगा, बंद नहीं करेगा. लेकिन हम लोग तो थोड़ा टाइम पढ़ते हैं तो या तो सो जाते हैं या फिर उसको रख देते हैं.
क्या बोला
आप? जैसे पहले बोले थे कि सुखदेव गोस्वामी भागवतम के बारे में बोले, जो भी आदमी इसको पढ़ेंगे उसको पढ़ने में इतना आनंद आएगा, इतना अच्छा लगेगा, वो इसको कभी बंद करने के लिए नहीं चाहेंगे, पढ़ते रहेंगे. लेकिन हम
नहीं, गलत सुना आपने. मैं ब्रह्मदेव ने महाभारत के बारे में बोले थे, महाभारत के बारे में बोले थे. आप महाभारत पढ़ा
जी? नहीं. महाभारत
पढ़ना शुरू करो, जब फिनिश नहीं करोगे नींद नहीं आएगा. इतना इंटरेस्टिंग है, पागल हो जाते हैं पब्लिक. उस टाइम टेलीकास्ट होता था ना, पूरा निर्जन हो जाता था, पूरा सिटीज, रोड पे एक आदमी नहीं दिखता था. वो बेनिडिक्शन है महाभारत के बारे में, जो भी सबसे अच्छा किताब माना जाएगा महाभारत.
महाभारत और भागवतम अलग है क्या प्रभु जी?
देखो भागवतम है ना, फिलॉसफी है ना, तत्व बहुत है. महाभारत सिर्फ स्टोरीज है, इसलिए हमारे लिए बनाया. शूद्रा, स्त्री वैश्य, द्विजबंधु, यू नो, तीन कैटेगरी पीपल के लिए बनाया. स्त्री शूद्रा, फॉर शूद्रास, फॉर वुमेन, फॉर वैश्यस एंड फॉलन ब्राह्मणस, उनके लिए महाभारत लिखा गया है, क्योंकि ये तत्व वगैरह समझ में नहीं आता है. भागवतम थर्ड कैंड पढ़ेंगे नींद ही आ जाएगा. इतना डिफिकल्ट है वो 26 चैप्टर, और पांचवा स्कंद तो अभी तक किसी को समझ में नहीं आया. राइट? अभी तक सबको डाउट है मेरु पर्वत किधर है. राइट? ये हाईएस्ट नॉलेज है, वो महाभारत के बारे में लिखा है. लेकिन भागवतम भी आप दशम स्कंद भागवत पढ़ेंगे, परीक्षित महाराज बोलते हैं कि कृष्ण कथामृत इतना अच्छा है, मेरा खान से सुन रहा हूं, पी रहा हूं, अभी भूख और प्यास मेरे को चला गया. क्योंकि राधा गोविंद महाराज बोलते हैं कि 4.5 दिन हो गया नवस्कंद भागवतम तक. राइट? नवस्कंद भागवतम. सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी अर्जुन को पूछते, परीक्षित महाराज को पूछते हैं, महाराज परीक्षित 4 दिन हो गया, तुम खाया नहीं पिया नहीं कुछ, तुम रेस्ट लोगे थोड़ा? राइट? उसके लिए उत्तर में परीक्षित महाराज बोलते हैं, नहीं नहीं नहीं, ऑलरेडी मैं एक बार प्यास लगने से एक महामुनि का अपराध किया हूं. हा? अपराध किया हूं, लेकिन आपका मुखद्वय से ये जो भागवत कथा मैं सुन रहा हूं, इतना अच्छा लग रहा है, मेरा कानों के लिए अमृत है वो. राइट? मेरा कान के लिए अमृत है, ये अमृत पीते पीते मेरा भूख और प्यास मिट गया, प्लीज डोंट स्टॉप इट. यू नो, मैं ऐसा सुनते सुनते मर जाऊंगा. लेकिन ऐसा स्थिति में हम पहुंचना पड़ेगा, अभी नहीं है. राइट? फिर भागवतम, जब हमारा बात क्या है, इवन पार्वती देवी वो खुद सो गई थी भागवत सुनते थे. राइट? फिर उनके परंपरा में आते हैं हम.
राइट, उनका ही परंपरा में है। और जब भी भागवतम क्लास स्टार्ट होता है, भगवान शंकर ने प्रिडिक्शन दे दिया कि आपको नींद आएगी, राइट, मर रहे हो, इसलिए हमारे एक लाइफ मेंबर बोला, राइट, प्रभु जी हमारे पत्नी को नींद नहीं आती है। मैं बोला नौ इस्कान मंदिर में 8 बजे आने के बोलो, राइट, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, यू नो झुपकी मारना शुरू कर देते हैं, राइट, और महाप्रसादे गोविंदे, राइट। और एक बार गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज को एक व्यक्ति डिवोटी पूछे थे प्रश्न, मेरे को याद है, महाराज भागवतम क्लास के सुनते टाइम हमको नींद आ जाती है, लेकिन जब प्रसाद के टाइम पे नींद नहीं आता है, क्यों? क्योंकि प्रसाद में इंटरेस्ट है, भागवतम में इंटरेस्ट नहीं है। सो इंटरेस्ट को डेवलप करना पड़ेगा, राइट, लेकिन हम भी ऐसा स्थिति में पहुंच सकते हैं। ऐसा बहुत सारे डिवोटीज है, हमारा विष्णुराज का भाई है ना, बलदेव बलराम, राइट, वो लोग 1 हफ्ता 10 दिन तक खाना पीना छोड़ के भागवत का पाठ करते हैं। ऐसा बहुत सारे डिवोटीज है, 18,000 श्लोक याद है, राइट, याद है, ऐसा डिवोटीज भी है। हम तो तमोगुण में है इसलिए नींद आ जाती है, राइट, नींद आना तमोगुण का लक्षण है ना।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, अभी जो आप बोले कि माया के बारे में बताया, जो माया माया देवी के बारे में बताया, एक बोले कि जोगो माया और एक बोले कि महामाया। हाँ, जोगो माया बोले कोई दुर्गा देवी, और महामाया क्या बोले अभी?
योग माया मीन्स इंटरनल पोटेंसी, महामाया मीन्स दुर्गा देवी।
अच्छा, ये माया देवी तो सब जगत बंधा है ना, कोई भी तो मुक्ति नहीं मिलता किसको ना, किसको मुक्ति मिल जाता क्या माया देवी से, किसको सबको पकड़ के रखते हैं, किसको तो नहीं
पढ़ना चाहिए, राइट, कौन सा श्लोक में बोला है भगवान ने, हाँ, दैवी एषा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्यया, मामेवे प्रपद्यन्ते मायामेतम तरन्ति ते, ये जो दैवी माया है बहुत कठिन है, दुरत्यया इम्पॉसिबल टू क्रॉस ओवर, लेकिन जो मेरे शरण लेता है उसको आसानी से पार कर सकता है।
ठीक जी, आप बोले शरण लेते, वो कब लगा शरण लगा, और जो अब जो परिगित महाराज, और उसी समय वो राजभोग किया, बाद में लिया, जब दुख हुआ यार जी मैं मर जाऊंगा क्या करेगा क्या करेगा, उसी समय शरण लिया था, पहले क्यों नहीं लिया? अभी जो सो जन्म होते, जो आजकल का लड़का लड़की जो सो जन्म होते, ये पहले क्यों शरण नहीं होते
भगवान महाराज?
हाँ,
अरे आप क्या बात कर रहे हो, वो जन्म हुआ उसका नाम परीक्षित क्यों आया मालूम है?
ये तो माँ का गर्भ में देखा था ना, भगवान को देखा था ना,
उसी टाइम और कोई दिखता नहीं था उनको,
फिर बाद में क्यों नहीं देखा?
कृष्ण के अलावा और कोई दिखता ही नहीं था उनको, वो किधर है, वो किधर है, किधर है ढूंढते थे हमेशा, वो कृष्णमय है वो तो, इसलिए सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोलते हैं क्या राजोत्तमा, क्या मुनि सप्तमा, यू नो व्हाट इज दैट वर्ड यूज्ड 10th कैंट ऑफ भागवतम, सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोलते हैं उनको राजोत्तमा समथिंग नरोत्तमा समथिंग, सो ऐसा सुखदेव गोस्वामी स्वयं उनको वर्ड है ना प्रशंसा किए थे, पहले से प्रैक्टिस कर रहा था इसलिए 7 दिन 7 रात यू नो बैठ के सुन रहे थे। हम सुन सकते हैं क्या? सपोज आपको किसी ने बोल दिया हरिदास तुम 7 दिन में मर जाओगे, अभी तुम सब त्याग करके बैठ जाओगे भागवत पढ़ते पढ़ते? नहीं नहीं पढ़ सकते है, बोलते अभी 7 दिन ही बाकी है, थोड़ा एंजॉय करके मर जाएंगे। एक बार न्यूयॉर्क में करंट चला गए बोलते है, राइट, सबसे देन प्रलय का आ गया, प्रलय का भविष्यवाणी किए थे, राइट, कुछ 21 आवर्स है ऐसे कुछ बचा है, और उसके बाद सबसे ज्यादा प्रोडक्शन चिल्ड्रन प्रोड्यूस हो गया बोलते बोलते अभी मर रहे हैं अभी एंजॉय करके मर जाएंगे
नहीं लेकिन क्या हो रहा है ना माया को भी नहीं छोड़ते क्यों भक्तों का पीछे पीछे जाते कोई भक्त चाहते मैं आगे जाऊंगा आगे बढ़ जाऊंगा फिर भी माया इसको पकड़े रखते क्यों
क्योंकि माया इसलिए कृष्ण का एजेंट है अनक्वालिफाइड पीपल को भगवान का धाम में जाने नहीं देती है इसलिए हम प्रभुपाद जी किसी को प्रभुपाद जी को किसी ने लिखे थे कि प्रभुपाद मुझे लस्ट इज बॉदरिंग मी काम मेरे काम वासना मेरे को बहुत तकलीफ दे रही है प्रभुपाद जी बोले यू कैच होल्ड ऑफ माय लोटस फीट मेरा चरण का जोर से पकड़ के रखो एक किक दूंगा माया को चले जाएगी राइट जब माया डिवोटीज को अटैक करती है वो चाहती है कि कृष्ण का चरण को जोर से पकड़ ले ताकि माया हमको सो वो उतना श्रद्धा उतना भक्ति आने तक माया हमको ट्रबल करेगी इसलिए हमको माया हमको हेल्प कर रही है हमारे पीछे पड़ के जितना हमको तकलीफ होता है माया से उतना हम भगवान के चरण के पास जाएंगे राइट बहुत लेट हो गया धन्यवाद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की yeah.